Okay, today's daf chav hey. I'm sorry. Today's daf chav vav. We're behind because yesterday was Tisha B'Av. So up to daf chav hey, we left off Amar Abzera. That's where we left off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines where the lines get wide. On the end of the line. Amar Abzera. Ha'omer Shema Shema. If someone says this word Shema twice, Ka'omer Modim Modim Dami, it's like saying Modim twice. And we quiet you down. We don't allow that. Mesve, 1 second. How could that be? It says, HaKorei Shema, if someone reads the Shema, Ukufla, and he says it a second time, Kefel, he doubles it. Hareze Maguna, that's not right. Maguna hu dahave, it's not right. But Shtukim lo mash tekinale, you're not HaKorei, we don't shut you off. Yeah. So, lo kash, not a kasha. Had amar milsa milsa vatanila. It's not right, but it's okay. You're not HaKorei if you say each word, Shema, Shema. That's like that. Had amar psuka psuka vatanila. But if you say each pasuk over, that's a problem. That's a problem. You say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's a problem.
That's a whole pasuk.
Right. That's a problem. Why are you saying the pasuk twice?
For a pasuk, you're allowed to say twice. Say Shema Yisrael
Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No, but now when you're davening, it's not doing. Yeah. So Amalei Rav Papa, well, the Rav, what's the big deal? Vidilma maybe made Karo Lo Kivin Daite. Maybe the first time he didn't have kavana. Bahashta Kivin Daite. Now he has kavana. Amalei, so he says back to him, I'm not sure what this answer means. Chavrusa klap Ishmael. What are you, a buddy with Hashem? What are you, his buddy? E lo mechavin daite. If you don't have kavana, machinale bar parzisa dinafa. What is it? We hit you with a what? A blacksmith hammer ad de mechavin daite until you have kavana. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean exactly? I'm not 100% sure.
When you can force someone to have kavana.
What? No, you make that. No, you highlight to them the importance of having kavanah the first time around. But it's not an answer to say, well, the second time around he didn't have kavanah the first time. No, that's not an answer. So what's he doing it a second time for? He must be on the kavanah.
It says
it consistently fails. Okay. Next, hamachane ba'arayas mashtikin oso. If somebody has, it means he changes up the pirush of arayas. Tana, what does that mean? Rabbi Yosef, kolon aviv and v'kolon imo. When it says don't uncover the nakedness of your father, which we say that means don't have relations with your mother or your father's wife. No, that's not what it means. It means don't embarrass your father. Don't embarrass your mother. That's not what it means. Homer b'zarachal otitin lahavir. And when the Mishnah said, when it says don't give your children over to Molech, Tana, the very Bishmol, b'Yisrael habala kusis, you know what it means? It means a man has relations with a guy. And then there's a son, and what's going to be with that son? It's going to be a guy. That's not what it means. That's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means giving over your son to some strange god called Molech. Some strange Avodah Zarah. That's what it means. You can't translate the Torah like that. Okay. Next. Maisa Ruvain. The story of Ruvain, Nikra, is read, but Veloma Targum. It's not, we don't translate that story. Right? Again, in the times of the Gemara, they used to have a Matargim. They would say a Pasuk, explain it. Certain times, they didn't want to explain it. They didn't want people thinking too much. So they wouldn't explain it. They would lane it and not explain it. Like what? Like the story of Reuven. What story of Reuven? With Bilhah. That story is like one Pasuk or two Pesukim.
Was it optional to do the material? Or just...
It was something that was favored upon. It was a good thing.
Right, but if you had...
It was a good thing. It took a long time. It was a good thing. Also, most people were not like that. Most people were very simple, and they came to hear laning on Shabbos. They didn't know what they were listening to, like today, pretty much. So imagine if you had. I mean, it would take forever. But imagine if you had someone explaining it. It's a machayer. It helps. It's a good thing. Like yesterday we sat in Kiddush. Imagine if someone could explain what those words meant. It'd be a very nice thing. They're just like davening it through. You know, that's a nice thing. Why we don't do it today? It's probably take too long. No one has any patience. I understand. Maisa Tamar, the story of Tamar, Nikra Umatargim. The story of Tamar is read, and it's Matargim also. Maisa Egel Harishon, the first time it happened, when it actually happened, Nikra Umatargim. Vahasheni, but the second time, what's the second time? When Aaron's repeating it over to Moshe. That's Nikra Volomatargim. Berchas Kahanim, Maase David v'Amnon, that's in the Navi, with Amnon and Tamar, Nikra, it's read, Beloma targum. Again, no targum. The Gemara is going to explain why not for all of this.
When is it read?
It is a Navi. I don't know when there's a Navi for it. It might not even be in the Haftorah sect. Right. I don't know. Ein maftirin b'merkava. We don't lane. We never have a Navi with Maisa Merkava. That's not true. We do. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein maftirin b'hode es Yerushalayim. We're not maftir in the maftir of Hode es Yerushalayim, which is the Haftorah. It talks about the downfall. It's amazing. This is on Tisha B'Av's daf. It talks about the gnus of Yerushalayim, the downfall of Yerushalayim. This is the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, which is like almost never read. Some say even never read for a lot of reasons. First of all, it's usually read with Achimah. If it's read with Achimah, it's usually the Haftorah for Achimah. Then sometimes it's Shabbat Hagadol. Sometimes it's Shabbat Mevarchim. Once every 50 years, it comes out alone. It's a big shaila what you like feel like 5 years ago happened. Big machlok is what you do. Some say you read it, some say you still don't read it. Right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Yesh Nikrin Umatargan. Some are lained and Targum. Yesh Nikrin Veloma Targum. Some parshas are lained, no Targum. Yesh Lo Nikrin Veloma Targum. Some don't have neither. Elu Nikrin Umatargan. This has both. What are they? Balas Akan Nashva Simon. Masibaratius Nikrin Umatargan. Masibaratius is both. What's that? Pshita, obviously. No, Madatem, I would have thought, Arthil Shule Malamala Malamata, it might start thinking. Well, what was above? What's below? Malifne Malachar. What was before? Masibaratius? What's gonna be after? Those are all difficult questions. And that might get you thinking, and that could lead to right, exactly. Kamash Bon, it's okay. The benefit you have from people understanding Masibaratius outweighs these kashas.
I
understand.
That
was the Gemara's question. Pshita. The answer is because there's a downside. What's the downside? The downside is people are going to have kashas. But the upside outweighs the downside. That's going to be all of these. Maisa Lot, Ushtei Benosav. The story of Lot and the daughters, Nikra Umatargin. So Pshita, why not? It's a big embarrassment for Avram, his nephew, acting straight. Can I show you? No, the upside's better. Maisa Tomar Yehuda Nikra Umatargin. So Pshita again. It's a very funny, very, very difficult story regarding Yehuda. I might say it's not worth it. Kamashwa, no, it's worth it. Shivchehu Ude. It's a Shabbat man, because he admitted he was wrong. It's okay to read that. There's a little bit of a kash on him. All right. The upside outweighs that kasha. Ma'ase Egel Harisho Nikru Matargin Pshita. Smaltem, I would have thought, Nechaz Lachmod, and Shal Yisrael, well, let's be afraid for the covenant of Klai Yisrael, that it's such a terrible avera. Kamash Malan, no, Kol Shkei Tadichalei, it's a good thing. The Tanya, the Ahavele Kapara, there was a Kapara. Klalos Ubrachos Nikru Umatargin. The claws and brachas are read and are translated. So pshita, why not? Now the time I would have thought nechash dilma paiga da da tayu de tzibura. It's going to make everybody in shul all depressed, right? You hear that? It's going to make everybody all depressed. Kamash one, it's okay. Azharos. Exactly. Azharo. What? Exactly. That's how we do it. Azharos, the azharos, the onshin and all the punishments. Nikru umatargan pshita. Samalatem, I would have thought Nechash Dilma Asil Ma'avid Miyira. Maybe you're going to only serve Hashem out of Yira. Is that what that means? And it's only going to be, that's a very bidyad way of serving Hashem. Kamash Balan, okay, we'll take what we can get. Right? Maisa Amnon Vitamar Nikru Umatargim. Maisa Avshalom Nikru Umatargim. So Pshita, like, why not? Malatem, I would have thought Nechash Yakwe to David. It's, we should be concerned about the kavod of David. Kamash Balot, it's okay. We'll still have to read it. Ma'asa Pilegesh Begiva Nikru Matargim. The Ma'asa of Pilegesh Begiva is also read and Matargim. So Pshita, why not? Ma'adatim, I would have thought Nechash Lechvodo de Binyamin. Maybe we should worry about the cover of Binyamin. Kamash Balon, it's okay. Hoda es Yerushalayim es Ta'ovo Seha Nikru Matargim. Pshita. The downfall, the embarrassment of Yerushalayim should be read. So why not? Lafuki midribalazer. The Tanya. Maisib Azamechad, Sheikore Lamaila bid Rabbi Eliezer, Hodesh Yushalim es Tov Osea. He was reading this in front of Rabbi Eliezer, this Haftorah. He took him about the shame of Yerushalayim. So Amalo, so he tells him, Ajat the Barak Batovos Yerushalayim. You worried about Yerushalayim's disgust. Say a Barak to Batovos Imecha. What about your mother? What about your own mother? So Badku V'achav Matzu Bo Shemetz Pasul. Turns out Taka, the mother was not such a tzaddikus. So we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. I would have thought we hold like that. Let's not read about Yerushalayim. It opens up our own. We all have skeletons in the closet. Kamashwan, it's okay. You can read about Yerushalayim's shame. Okay. Nikrin Veloma Targum. These are the ones that are read and it is no Targum. Rav Don Simon. Masa Ruvain. Velikrinoma Targum. Story of Ruvain is read, no Targum. Maase Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Shalach leKvul. He went to Kvul. Vayakore Chazan Akneses. And the Chazan was reading. Vayhi Bishkon Yisrael. Vamalo Lumatargumin. Half sake, stop. Al tisragim el achron. Only read the last. Only translate the last pasuk, right? Don't read the first half of the pasuk. What it says that Reuven says that he went into Bilhah's bed. Don't read that. Read the second half, where it says there were 12 sons of Yaakov, right? The shibchul chacham. The chacham said that's a good thing. Oh yeah, interesting. Ma'ase egel hasheni nikra v'lo matargim. The second story of the eagle is read but not translated. Ezu Maisel Egel Hasheni. What is that? Min Vayomer Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe. That's the part of it. Tanya. Rishon Ben Elazar Omer. La'olam Yadam Zar B'tshuva Osav. You should very be careful how you answer something. Shemitoch Tshuva Sheishivu Aaron LaMoshe. Because of the answer that Aaron gave to Moshe. Pikru Ham'ar'arim. Right? Pikru hamaarim.
They acted brazenly.
Shenemar v'ashlichehu ba'esh v'yetzei egel hazeh. Right, which is mashma. It was mashma. It was avodah zarah mamish. Okay, next. Birchas kahanim nikkud v'lo matargumin. My time. Why not? Why can't you be matargum birchas kahanim? Yishum d'chsev yisa. It says yisa.
So what?
So from what I understand, the answer is as follows. It says Yisa. We're going to think that Rashi says Shelo Yom Rakadosh Baruch Hu Nosel Lempanim. They're not going to know because Yisa means that Hashem shows favoritism, and it's not true. Hashem doesn't show favoritism. Hashem shows us favoritism because we deserve it, right? That's the famous Gemara. Shouldn't the Malachim say why are you picking favorites? So Hashem says, I shouldn't pick favorites. Look at them. Look what they do. They're machmer on birchas hamazon, right? I shouldn't show favorites. So therefore, such a funny halacha. So therefore, we're not metagamic because people are going to think that Hashem shows us favoritism. They're going to say it's not fair. Like, why are you showing us favoritism?
The whole tyrant is favorite.
I understand. The malacha have a taina. The goyim have a taina. Why is it so good to them? Because I'm good to them because they deserve it.
Right.
The Jews have a taina. We can't be retargeting for other Jews? It's a funny Gemara, no? I don't understand that one so much. Ma'aseh David v'Amnon lo nikud v'lo matargeminon. So the Ma'aseh, David and Amnon, don't read it, don't even read it, and for sure not matargim. V'amar the Ma'aseh Amnon v'Tomor nikud matargim. Yeah, but we said that the Ma'aseh of Amnon and Tomor, the same Ma'aseh. You can read and matargim. Lo kasha. Hard to say Amnon ben David. Now the part you shouldn't read is where it says Amnon ben David. So it's like sort of a gnai to David. Hard to say Amnon stam. But if it says Amnon stam, it's David's son. True, but you wouldn't know that because reading it, that's okay.
Reading the Torah about Yishmael and Esav, that's not a design to the fathers, or to the, right? I mean,
no.
You worry about before the issue with the. What was a gnai to Abram by Lot, his nephew? But his own children, you're not worried about there. They were Rishoyim.
Because in the Pasuk, it never says anywhere in the Torah that Yishmael was a Rasha. It doesn't say anything about him. And it never says anywhere about Esav he was a Rasha. It never says a word.
This is Per-Adam.
No, you never said a word.
What? This
is Per-Adam. The nation, not him. As a matter of fact, he says, Basher Husham.
That's a problem.
What?
That's a problem.
That was his
bracha.
It's on
bracha. His nation will be a para adam. Not him. What do you mean? He was sent back because he was a tzaddik. Bashar Husham, at that moment, he didn't deserve any punishment. Never says in the Torah a word about Yishmael. Never in the Torah? Never. Never. You're so ingrained that Esav was a Rasha. He was, don't get me wrong, he was. First of all, Yitzchak picked him. That's a kasha. Second of all, you read the Torah, you won't say a word. You never see a word.
He looks like he does nothing wrong.
Exactly, he's very sympathetic. You read that, but he cries and he can't believe he was cheated out. Twice he's cheated. You feel bad for the guy. We know he's a Rasha. And Esav is Sonet Yaakov, right? You wouldn't know from the psukim. Then they meet at Parshas Vayishlach. What happens? They hug each other. Come with me. You wouldn't know, right? Lot has relations with his two daughters. Gets drunk. I mean, that's a low thing to do.
Well, again.
I understand. It's still a low thing to do. All right, Tana Rabbanan. Kol Mitzvos Haksuv Matorah. Any pasuk that's written in the Torah, lignai, that's a gnai, Torah no sol l'shevach. We read it differently. So I believe it's only one of the Torah, the rest of the Torah could go on. For example, it says yish galena. It says in the Torah, you're going to marry a woman, and someone else is going to yish galena. Yish galena is the actual act of relations. It's a very I can't say chas v'shalom, but even the Torah itself changes it. When you read the Torah, we don't say that word. We say yish gavena, lie with him. Someone will lie with her.
It's actually written Yishkalena,
though? What?
Written in the Torah.
I believe so.
Why was it written like
that? Because it's very stark. And it's... that's why. I can say more about that. Now, the rest of them are, I believe, in Navi. Ba'ofalim, which is some kind of disease, a hemorrhoid or something. Batechorim, so we change it. Charyonim, again, another reference to excrement or something, divyonim, they make it a nicer word, lechos chorehem, v'lishos esmei shinehem, so we change it to say, lechol es tsa'osam, to eat tsa'a, v'lishos esmei raglayim, lemach ro'os, it's also some kind of word about something with the bathroom, lemotza'os, they change the word, yeah. Rabbi Shur ben Karcha Omar, lemach ro'os, Kishmon. No, we say it regular. Because it's a gnai to idols. Amr of Nachman, call it Tanusa Asura. All Leitzanus is Asur. We're going to focus on the second half of that statement. Bar, it's losing Avodah Kochavim. Except for making fun of Avodah Zarah. That's Mutter. The Shari, that's Mutter. The Siv, it says Kara Baal Keres Nevo. Uksiv, and it says Karsu Kiro Yachtov Lo Yachlu Malot Maso. I'm not sure what that means. It's making fun of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yana Omer Mihacha, it says, La Galos ben Oven, Yaguru Shechen Shomron, Ki Avel Alav Imo, Ukmarav Alav Yagilu, Al Kvodo, Ki Gala Mimenu. Al Tekor Kvodo, El Kvedo, which again is making fun of Avodah Zarah. Omer Buna Bar Manoach, Mishmei Dorav Acha, Berei Dorav Ika, Surely, Labar Yisrael, Lememar Le Lovin Kochavim, you're allowed to say about an Avodah Zarah, Shak Le Avodah Kochavim, take the Avodah Zarah, Ba'anche B'shin Tuf Shalo, and put it by your Shin Tuf, which means, in a nice way, where the sun doesn't shine, right? So that's making fun of Avodah Zarah. Amar Ravashi, Haiman de Sane Shmuune, if they say something bad about somebody, meaning that he's like, he's an adulterer, he's some low person. Shari Le Lebezgane, you're allowed to make fun of him, the Gimel Bashin, with Gimel Shin. What's Gimel Shin? It's somehow, it's some reference to like he's a Benzona, right? Hai Man the Shafir Shmuane, if someone has good name about himself, Shari Le Shafir, you're allowed to praise him. Man the Shafir, how do you praise him? Yanuchu Lo Barachos Al Rosho, right? The Barachos should be on his head. Okay. Hadron Allah Hakari Asamagila Omeid. The next perek has nothing whatsoever to do with Purim. That not at all, zero. It starts off with things that are starts off with Inyani Kedusha. You'll see what I mean. And that goes from there to other things about Kedusha. Ready? Yeah.
Are we supposed to go to the non-Jews, take these things, and
shove it? Or is it more sensitive? No, you're supposed to be sensitive. You know that.
Right.
When you're sitting at Chalashudis, it's a hard statement to say. All it's on is Usher. But you want to make fun of Avodah Zarah, that's mutter. That you can do. You can make fun of that. But to make fun of other people, that's not appropriate.
No, it says
but to make fun of Avodah Zarah, you can do. That's what it means. It doesn't mean to a guy's face. That's what it means. You can tell your friend. I don't know if you tell the guy to his face.
Exactly. It says it's permitted for a Jew to tell an idolater.
All right, so you want to tell an idolater that take your idol and put it where the sun doesn't shine. You want to take that risk? Go right ahead. Bnei Ha'ir, the people of a city, Shemachru Rechova Shalir, if they sell the street of the city, whatever reason they want to do that, the street is considered, we're going to see in the Gemara, they used to daven in the street sometimes. They had a little bit of Kedusha. So if they sell the street, they can't use the money to buy. They can't use the money to buy. A bingo game. They can't do that. Lochin bedama of Beis HaKnesses. You can buy a shul. Shul is more kedusha than the street. Beis HaKnesses. If you sell a shul, lochin teva. You could buy a bima. Teva. If you sell a teva, lochin matnachos. You could buy the mantle, the mantles. Matnachos. If you sell that, yichud svarim. You can buy sefer Torah. Svarim. Not a Sefer Torah, Svarim or other Svarim of Navi. Svarim, Lochin Torah. If you sell a Sefer, you can buy a Torah with it. Aval, Imachru Torah, but if you sell a Torah, Lo Yichu Svarim, you're not allowed to buy Svarim. Svarim, Lo Yichu Matlachot. If you sell Svarim, you can't buy Matlach with that. Exactly. You can't go down, you can only go up. Matlachot, if you sell Matlachot, Lo Yichu Teva, you can't buy a Bima. Teva, if you sell a teva, lo yichu beis haknesses. You can't use it to buy a shul. Beis haknesses, lo yichu es rechov. You can't use it to buy a rechov. V'chein b'mos rehen. And also with the leftovers. Tomorrow the Gemara will say what that means. I think it means they have leftover money. Oh, leftover money, let's go out to eat. They can't do that. Right?
I think you can sell some towards the Gemari, right?
Yes, that's tomorrow's daf. So now, b'nei ha'ir, shemachu v'chov v'shal'ir. What do they mean, selling the street? It's funny, I don't know what that means exactly. What kind of society was it where the street could be sold? Whatever it means.
Town square.
Town square, okay. What? Right, they used to own cities and they had the street.
Naming rights.
Naming rights. This is the anonymous opinion of Rabbi Nachman bar Yossi. There's no Kedusha at all to a town square. There's no Kedusha to a street. So Rav Nachman bar Yossi, my time, Havel va'amis balin ba'batayanus u'ba'mamados. Because sometimes they used to go diving there on a tayanus, so the mayim, they're too crowded, they'd go out into the street. Rabbanan, ha'hu akwar ba'alma. Yeah, that did happen. Once in a blue moon, there happened such a thing. That doesn't mean the rechov has any kedusha. Once in a while, it happened such a thing. Beis HaKnesses says lochin teva. Next, if you sell a shul, you can buy a bima. Aron, I'm sorry, Aron. That's only true if it's a Beis HaKnesses of a kfar. Aval Beis HaKnesses kel shel krach. But if it's a big city, kivon de me alma asuloi, since everybody comes there, lo matzinu mezavnu le, you're not allowed to sell it, to have you le derabim, because it belongs to the public. What does that mean? So look at the top Tosfos. Two pshatim. Nira lefar shachi, number one. Kivan, Sharov, Bnei Adam, Regilu, Moleches, Sham, Lehispalel. Everybody davens there. Afal P, Shein, Nosdin, Klum. Even though they didn't give one nickel to that shul. Right? They didn't support that shul. They didn't help build that shul. But that's the main shul. Everybody goes to that shul. Bibinyano. They didn't give one nickel to the building of that shul. Mikal Makom, Kivan, Diladas, Osan, Rabim, Nase. It was built for the whole town. It was built for the whole kehila. Nase chamurad kedushaso, it has more machmer, the ein yichal lemachmer, and it can't be sold. Very interesting. Or to old yeshal farish? No, it's about money. Kivon derabim nostin bibinyano, everybody helped build it. Ushar tsrachav, and for other things. Ubesamoch nami kam ravashi da daite dide kaasu. Ravashi says in a minute, I was the one charged. They built it on my das. Therefore, I can do what I want. In other words, it's like, can you imagine, like a shul maybe in Yerushalayim? And they get the whole place for to help build it. Now, some guy's running the shul. I'll sell it. I'll make a hotel. No one's ever there. The tourists come. Doesn't matter. It was built al das everybody. It can't be sold. Tosfos' first pshat is even if you didn't get money. You know, you didn't get money, but this is the shul that everyone comes to, right? You didn't get money. What? Right. I was thinking like a shul in the airport. Nobody helped build that shul. Nobody gave money for that shul. But everyone uses it. You know what? So, you know, we'll sell it. No, they're not allowed to sell it. What? Right, no, but that's, but that wasn't built for everyone. Right, so, okay, so, but then, just very interesting, two pshat and Tosfos says. Anyway, Amar Vashi, hi, they kinesh the masa machasya. Well, you don't need a teva. So it's just a building. It's just, yeah. It just goes to show you how they view in our encoders. It just goes to show you how they view in our encoders. The reason is because there's more contact with Kedusha. You can see it on the base. They used to wrap the Torah somehow in the Aron Kodesh. It was Mamash touching the Aron Kodesh. You'll see it on the base.
Have a lateral move. You can do like a...
So that's tomorrow's daf. That's tomorrow's daf. Today also a little bit. Amar Vashi. Hai kinish to demasim machasya. The shul demasim machasya. Afal gafta me alma asule. Even though it was built, stam everybody. Kivin da daite didika asu. It was built with my... Like I was the manager. I was the construction manager. I was the guy in charge. Ibo ina mizavnale. If I want to, I could tell it. Now, Meishvei, one second. Amr of Yehuda, Meishvei, the Beit HaKnesses Shel Tursiim. There was a story with the shul, the Tursiim, the Beit HaKnesses of the Tursiim, which are some ironsmith. Shayabi Rishai was in Yerushalayim. Shemachku the Rebbe Eliezer. They sold it to Rebbe Eliezer. Va'asu ba'kol tzracha. And he did whatever he wanted. He made it into his own house. The Hasam, the Krachim Havi. Yerushalayim is considered a metropolis. It doesn't belong to anybody. So what do you see from here? Even a public shul you can tell. So the Gemara answers, no. Hahi beknishta zuti haya. The inhu of dua. Nah, it was a private shul built by those guys. It was a shtibel. So they wanted to sell to Rabbi Eliezer, they were allowed to. It wasn't some of the great synagogue of Yerushalayim. It wasn't like that. It was a small little shul.
There's no kedusha. You let him bring
it. No, it has kedusha, so they agreed to sell it.
He uses whatever he wants.
What?
He uses whatever he wants there. He uses it for a storehouse or whatever.
Yeah. I guess so. Well, we're gonna have that a little bit tomorrow. Also later today. They can only use that money now to upgrade. But they can only use the money to upgrade. Mesa, one second. Beis Eretz Achuzaschem. It says a house from your ancestral land. Achuzaschem mitama bin agoyim. Such a house can have tzaras. The Ein Yerushalayim mitama bin agoyim. Yerushalayim cannot have tzaras. Why not? Because it's not an ancestral land. Nobody got Yerushalayim. Right? Is that true? Half true. Amar Yehuda, ani lo shamati ela makom mikdash bolvad. That's only true if it's a makom mikdash. A shul. You can't have tzaras in a shul. Right? Ha, bate knisayos, ubate midrashos, mitamin? But a shul or a yeshiva can have tzaras? Hahave krachin havi. It's a public place. It's a metropolitan city. Ema no. Amar Yehuda, ani lo shamati ela makom mikdash bolvad. Only the Beis HaMikdash itself cannot have... That Beis HaMikdash can't have tzaras. But a shul taka can. So Micah Miflagi, what are they arguing about? Tanakama said a shul cannot have tzaras. Tanakama savar, only in Yerushalayim. Tanakama savar, lonis chalka, Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not given to the shvatim. It was given to who? To every shevet. International city. It wasn't given to the shvatim. Therefore, a stan house, even a shul, in Yerushalayim is not called achuzaschem. Rabbi Huda savar, no, nischalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was given to the Shvatim. Ubiplug said the Hani Tanoi, and it's the same machloket. The Tanya ma hoyka bechelko shel Yehuda. What was Yehuda's portion? It was Harabayis, the Harabayis, Halishkos, the rooms, Vaazaros, and the Azara. Ma hoyka bechelko shel Binyamin, Ulam, Heichal, Beis Kotche Kedashim, Uritzu hoyse yotos michelko shel Yehuda, v'nichas bechelko shel Binyamin. There was one strip that hugged both. Uba mizbeach banui, and that's where the mizbeach was, right in that strip. V'haya Binyamin hatadik minstar olah, and Binyamin himself, Binyamin hatadik, was upset about that. B'chol yom, all his whole life, libeloa, he wanted to have that portion also. Shenemar hachofif alof kol hayom. Right, he was pining all day for it. Lefikach zacha binyanam v'nasa ushbizichin l'shchina. And therefore, he was able to. He was zocha that he had the aron and the aron was in his chelek. Right, the host of the shchina was in his chelek.
That's why Yosef was crying on the young shoulder.
What? Ultimately. Correct. What do you see from here? That Yerushalayim was given to the shvatim. Yehuda, Binyamin, half and half. Right. The high Tana, this Tana holds, Savar, lo nischalt l'shvatim. He says that, Yehuda. Yehuda was not given to the Shvatim. The Tanya, ain maskir in batim b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent out a house in Yerushalayim. You know why? Because it doesn't belong to you. What are you doing there? How'd you get there? I don't know, the first come, first serve, whoever ran there first, after they kicked the Yehusim out, got a house there? I don't know how that happened. But once you have the house, you can't, you know what, I'm gonna rent it out when I'm on vacation. Right, I'm going to go somewhere. I'll rent it out. Now I'll do that. Not only that, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tadak, Omer, Aflo Hamidas. You can't even rent a bed. Why? Because the bed rests on the ground, and the ground doesn't belong to you. How did you get that house? I don't know. But you can't make money on it. Lafik, you know why you can't make money on it? Because it doesn't belong to you. Why? Because it wasn't given to the Shvatim. Lafikach, therefore, Oros Kachim Baliu Shpizdin Not Lunotzon Bezroa. So when you brought him a carbon and you got some hide back, you give that to the host. Because Lamaisi, you're living in the guy's house for free. Right? So you give him some, threw him a bone, give him some something. It's a good idea, says Abaya. You go to a host, you give him something. You bring some bottle of wine or something, you show you're nice. You're not such a louse. Right? Very nice. Anyway, so it's a machlokus about that. Amar Rava, so it's a machlokas about that, whether or not you shall lie, it's a whole machlokas.
We seem to hold that.
I don't know how we hold.
The Rashi and the Rashi and the Yosef and the Nano is crying because of the
Rashi.
Right. Right. And by the way, Yehuda and Binyamin, no question, are straddled Yerushalayim. The question is, what about the actual city? Was that international, or was it was given to the two of them, divided up like this? So it's a machlokas. How do we hold that? I don't know how we hold. Right. Right. What? So Tosis is an interesting point. Tosis says, we know, where'd that Ritzua of Yehuda come out? Where'd that...
It's the other way around. The Binyamin bumps into Yehuda.
Correct.
Yehuda's strength.
Where'd the bump happen? The bump happened, there was one part of the Mizbeach that didn't have a Yesod. The part that didn't have a Yesod was in Yehuda, and the part that did was in Binyamin.
I always had a problem with things.
So one second, the Torah says this. So what was Binyamin upset about? He got everything. He got the Mizbeach. He got because all the kapara part of the Mizbeach is in his portion. He got the Arid. So what's he want? His whole life he's upset. What's he upset about?
Well, he fought for it.
What does he want? What more does he want?
He wants the whole thing to be in his.
He has the Mizbeach.
He wants the whole thing.
So Tosfos says, why isn't that one wall of the Mizbeach doesn't have a Yesod? He's upset about that. Why doesn't it have a Yesod?
I was having a problem.
Yeah.
When the old city used to be built.
Yeah.
And you know exactly where the old
yeah, yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Look at it. How do you get from Binyamin?
Right. How do you make
that?
It's a good kasha. I don't know. I have no doubt there's some book in Israel that has exactly the whole. I have no doubt about that. Right? Amar Rava. Lo shano el shalom achoshivetu v'yir. B'mayim mar anchi ir. That's only true if the seven board members of the shul and the town didn't take a vote on that with the town's consent. But if there's a whole system of governance in the town and they made a vote, you know, we have to sell the shul for whatever reason, then I feel the Mishnah B'Shech was happy to them. They can even use the money to go buy beer. Not a problem. Ravina Havi Ahu Tila Debe Kenishta. Ravina had a mound where a shul used to be. There was a shul that got destroyed. I think that's what this means. Right? There was a shul that got destroyed. Is there nothing there now? And now, also the Kamei Rav Ashi, Amalei Malus Mizrei. I want to play the garden here. There used to be a shul here, but it's gone. So Amalei Zil Zavne Mishiva Tuvi Yair Maveran Chivazari. So let them sell it for you. Let the Shiva Tuvi Yair, let the board sell it, and the board, the town elders sell it. It's okay. Worry about Abba Havi Kabe Bibani Be Kinishta Have Hahi Kinishta Atika.
So there's no
Kinisha on the line? No. So he said, I don't think so, but he said, let the town sell it. And for sure there's no Kedusha.
The Kedusha doesn't go away
and sell
it.
What? Well, it does. The Tuva Yair have the right to do that. It's not a shul. There's nothing there. So now, Rabbi Baruch Abba, he wanted to build a shul on the grounds of the old shul. So, Ha'ubayel Mistare, he wanted to destroy the old shul. Lasuri Livne, Fikashuri Mine, Vailu Lahasam. And used all the stones and the beams and everything from the old shul and build a brand new shul. So Yosef Vikami Bayale, he was at a Shaila. Va'ad Rav Chista, about Rav Chista, Dom Rav Chista, Lo Lister Be Kinishta, and allowed to destroy the old shul, Ad Debani Be Kinishta Achmita, until the new shul is built. Why? Hasam, the reason why you're not allowed to do that is Mishum Pshiyusa. What's going to happen? You're going to destroy the old shul, you're never going to build a new shul. So we don't want that to happen. First, build the new shul, right? Then you can destroy the old shul. What? What? Ah, kihai gavna mai. What about this? He wants to use the beams for the new shul. So there's no pshiyah going to happen. So asla kamedra of papa, asrle. Tell them no, you can't do it. Lekamedra of huna, the asrle. They said it's also asa. Interesting. Amar rava, hai be knishta. So what's the story with this shul? Chilufa to exchange uzabuna and to sell it shari. Agura, but to rent it out umashkuna and to use it as a mashkin. That's awesome. What exactly the parameters are of this, I don't know. Right? My timer. What's the reason for all this? Because b'kedusha sasekai. It's still a shul.
No, the kedusha.
The kedusha is still there. Exactly. Livni Nami, the same thing with the bricks. Chal Finhu, to exchange them, or Zavninhu, Shari, that you can do, to sell it is okay, but Oz Finhu, but to borrow them, like when are you going to give them back? You're probably never going to do that. Also, that's also. Ahani Mili Be'atikta, that's only they're old. Aval Be'chadata, but if they're new, but in other words, you set them aside, you never used them yet, less lunba, it's not a problem, because you only set them aside, the Kedusha doesn't really apply. Even if you hold that setting something aside is something, right? You set them aside, that's something. Hanimi, that's only kigon oreg beged lameith. That's only if you already wove a beged for tachrichim. So I wove the tachrichim, I didn't put them on a mace, they're sitting over here. Now, can I use them for some other project? No. Why? Because they're used for a mace, you don't have enough from things for a mace.
They use them for another mace.
Okay, but you can't use them for a karate outfit.
No, can't do that. My question is, can you use it for
a mace? I don't know. I have a hacha, but over here, you know what it's like, these stones? It's like you got the thread together. All you did was get the thread together. You didn't sew anything yet. That's so far removed. Even if you said, you know what, I'm going to use this thread, I'm going to sew a tachrichim. That's not tachrichim. You didn't do anything yet. So too, guys. I went to the lumber yard. I saw the lumber. That doesn't count, right? Lekel manda amar. No one says it's a problem.
Use the bricks from the old project.
Right. So exactly how these halachas play out, I don't know.
We do, right? Use old bricks from the old shul.
What?
You just want to incorporate the old
shul to
the
matana. What about a matana? What about if the shul says, you know what, Mr. So and So, you know what, Yossi, here we're giving you the shul as a present. You can make it into I don't know, whatever you want. You can make it into your house. You can make a restaurant. Whatever you want. So, pligi berav acha beravina. Chad asar v'chad shari. One said it's mutter, one said it's asar. Man da asar, b'hai difka kedush asa. One says it's asar. You know why? The kedusha didn't go anywhere. Man da shari. One says it's mutter. E lav da habile hano amine. Why is the shul giving it to you for a present? Obviously, you did something that you deserve to be getting it as a present. Well, have you avle? Otherwise, it wouldn't have given it to you. Hadar habile matana kizvine. It's like a sale. Because why? Nobody gives things for free. There's really some back and forth. You did something, they get No one does anything for free. It's always a give and take. So it's really like a sale. Every gift, if you think about it, is really like a sale. Hey, once in a blue moon, you have some completely good person who just gives for no reason. It's not usually like that. It's usually, oh, you did something for me, I'll do something for you, right? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Tashmishei mitzvah, nizrakin. That you're allowed to throw out in the garbage. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're throwing it out, you should do it in a covered away. Tashmishei kedusha, nignazin. That has to be buried. What's the difference? What elhei tashmishei mitzvah? What are tashmishei mitzvah? Sukkah lulav shofar tzitzis. Okay? What are tashmishei kedusha? Dulus kimi, it's the svarim, tefillin u'mezuzas, the covers, the bags of tefillin and mezuzas, v'tik shal sefer Torah, the cover of the sefer Torah, nartik shal tefillin, the case of the tefillin, v'rutzuo sehen, and the straps. What's the difference? The difference is, do you come into contact with cloth? That's the difference. Shofar, tzitzis, it's all holy things. But it doesn't come into contact with cloth. It's a lower madrega. Amar Rava, Meresh Havamin. I used to think, Hai Kursaya, the Bima, Tashmish to Tashmishu. It's so far removed. Why? Why is it removed? Because nobody leans on a Bima. You always have something on top of the Bima, like the cover. So the Bima itself never touches the Torah. But Vishari, so therefore it has no Kiddush at all. But Kivan, the Chazina, the Mosve, Aleve, Sefer Torah. Sometimes we put a Torah on the beam itself. Amin, as I said, Tashmish the Kedusha Huva Asr. It comes in contact, it's a different Madrig, it's Asr, you can't throw it out. Oh, my Rava. My Reish Havi, Mina Hai Pirsa, the Peroches, Tashmish to Tashmish Hu. It's also one step removed. Why? Because the Torah is in the Aron, and the Peroches is outside the Aron. Right? But Kivan, the Chazina, the Eifile, sometimes we wrap the Torah. We put the Torah in the paroches. Amina tashmish to kedusha uva aser. So then the paroches. So Tosfos says we're talking about an inner paroches. If you have some orders like that, the inside paroches, and they wrap the Torah. So if that's the case, that's the case. Amar Rava, hai tevusa, the aron, the ifrat that it got broken, me of the teva zutrasa. And you want to make another teva out of it, another aron, shari, that's mutter, kursaya, but to make a bima, asr, that's asr. V'amar Rava, one more minute, hai pirsa, parisa debala, if the parochet got worn out, lemeved pirsa lesifre, and now you want to make it into a mantle, shari, that's okay. Lechumashin, asr, to make it into a chumash, to make it into a cover for a chumash, which in those days was a scroll, that's asr. Why? Because a scroll of just one chumash, just shmos, or a navi, that's a downgrade that you're not allowed to do. All right? Whew. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. What?